Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell on a bench with Mafia and Carver High legends. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Make sure you sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com and get all my tourney plays Saturday and Sunday, plus NBA, NHL, and Mafia's killer UFC fight night picks. We give you everything. PharrellOnTheBench.com, all emailed to you, and the picks are ranked. You'll love it. It's cheap. Hide the money from your wife because you're going to make some, believe me. And then tomorrow, Pharrell on the Bets, episode 179, Sunday, episode 180. Make sure you catch Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting show on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play. Subscribe free. It must be really tough for you to have to click subscribe free to get the podcast. And then you can follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. That's always a tough follow to just click follow for you, I'm sure, with your difficult schedule. Also, make sure you follow and listen to and support the Aisle Seat podcast, which is Carver High's hockey show that he does for Islander fans only. He says it's open for all fans, but it's not. It's a bias.
I'll take any kind of follows or likes or whatever anybody wants to give me there, too.
He just wants anyone, but he's lying. He's only interested in blue and orange. Anyone else from the outside will be treated accordingly. You can have a seat in the back of the bar, back of the bus. Carver High's like, as long as I'm not like the kid they left behind. Was that a fake story?
It was a fake story.
Fake news now is a big priority in the world. Fake news. I see the Robert Mueller report is out, but they won't let the public see it.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you want the schedule for Sunday?
I do. Let me say this first, though. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico like Pharrell did. You need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance. Get that there as well. Geico.com. What do you got, Carver High?
So this is going to be the Sunday games.
Right.
You got the couple standalones early in the day. 12:10 noon Eastern. Iowa and Tennessee, first game of the day by itself. So
you're already getting these games?
Yes. Next game after that.
What kind of connections do you have to have this kind of juice?
About 2:30 Sunday afternoon, Washington, North Carolina.
All right.
Which will also be standalone. That'll be the only game you can watch at that time.
All right.
And then you get into the heavy night schedule. 5:15, Duke against UCF.
Right.
Followed by, at 6:10, Buffalo, Texas Tech.
Ooh. What a game that's going to be.
That's going to be a good
one. Oh, my God. That's the best game of the day.
7:10, Virginia Tech and Liberty.
Oh, well, that's going to be good, too.
And then you get into about
7:15.
7:40, Oklahoma and Virginia. And then you get 8:40, Ohio State against Houston. And then the final game of the night, around 9:30, 9:40 East, is the UC Irvine-Oregon game to finish things off. The Anteaters closing out Sunday.
So just so you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm getting completely different times than that. Close, but a little bit different than yours. I don't know who's more accurate because they've been starting these games dead on. And I have, like, those night games. I have that Liberty-Vatech game at 7:10. 7:15 is Oklahoma-Virginia. 8:10 is Ohio State-Houston. And 9:10 is Irvine and Oregon.
Yeah, 30 minutes after the game before it concludes, usually gets around in
all
that
right,
area.
There you go. So, well, while we're at it, I mean, we're sitting right here on top of this egg. We might as well crack it. Who do you like in these games? Let's go Iowa, Tennessee, the first game of the day at lunchtime in Columbus, Ohio. Iowa and Tennessee. On the surface, I got to say Tennessee will beat them.
Yeah, I'm taking Iowa.
Oh, Iowa to win outright?
Yes.
Wow. So let me get this straight. Iowa beat Cincinnati, who you were on. So now
Correct.
That you've seen Iowa beat them, you're taking them to beat the
it's
number
more,
two
It's
seed.
More an anti-Tennessee than it is a pro-Iowa.
So you don't is that you don't believe in Tennessee?
Correct.
Why is that?
Because I don't believe in them. I haven't believed in them all year. And I think they showed you in the second half against Colgate today.
30-5 on the season.
I'm well aware.
How do you not believe in a team that wins 30 games? You just don't like them.
What do I have against Tennessee?
I don't know.
Nothing. I don't think that they're that great.
All right. Mafia, are you buying that? Iowa to beat Tennessee in the first game on Sunday.
No, I'm not buying that. I know Tennessee kind of slipped in that second half and let the other team get back into it and didn't really do what they should have.
They won.
They won. That's what matters the most.
That's all that matters.
And that's what happens sometimes with these top teams. They get in there and they do their business in the first half, or they – either way, either they – kill them in the first half and they kind of get lazy in the second half knowing they got it wrapped up, or they take them too lightly in the beginning and have to come back in the second half and put them down. But when they get it done, that's what matters the most. I have Tennessee going far. I like the matchups that they have. I have them in the Final Four, even in the finals. So I think they're going to take this game against Iowa easily.
All right, Washington and North Carolina at in the 2 o'clock hour, Carver High. This game's in Columbus as well.
Tar Heels easy.
Tar Heels easy. They're laying 11. Mafia, who do you like in that one?
I like the Tar Heels. I think they're going to win this game, but you know what? Washington seems game. I think they can cover that 11.5. I think they can keep it, you know, to 9 or 10 points and just cover that late.
Yeah, they're a good team. They both are, you know, 27, 28 win teams on the season. I think they're a lot alike. I think North Carolina plays a tougher schedule. I thought the ACC was incredible this year, and I thought the Pac-12 was Washington and everybody else sucked. So I like North Carolina in that game as well, but I'm leaning on Washington with the number, with that 11.5. I got it at 11. As far as the Tennessee game goes, I had that as well. At least I thought I did. Tennessee is laying 8 to Iowa. I think that number, I'll give you this much, Carver. I think that number is way too much. I think Iowa will give them a game as well, and I like them with the number. I'm going to middle that game as well. Tennessee to win, Iowa to cover. North Carolina to win, Washington to cover. All right, UCF and Duke at 5:15 in the evening on Sunday in Columbia, South Carolina. Zion TV, everyone's favorite. I'm sure Jim Nance and Raftery and Grant Hill will be cheering for his alma mater. And Jim Nance and Raftery getting you ready for the Final Four, getting their Duke calls all shined up. I know Nance had the nice call tonight of reddish turning the crowd bluish. He had that one all drawn up. I mean, it's all happening. Who do you like there, Carver High?
I like Duke easy. I'll take him to cover and the whole deal.
I don't know what the number is in that game. I never saw
whatever
a spread
it
on
is.
That,
I'll
yeah.
take Duke.
They didn't cover tonight.
That's okay.
Mafia, Duke or UCF? Can UCF stun Duke? They're a pretty good team.
They're a pretty good team, but I don't think they can. I think your boy Taco Fall is going to get in foul trouble trying to keep up with those faster bigs on Duke, and I think that's going to hurt them a little bit. They hurt the rebounding. And let guys like Zion get in there and get those offensive boards. They might be able to cover it given the spread when we find it out. If it's like a 12, 13-point spread, they might be able to hang in there enough, but I think Duke's going to win that game.
Buffalo and Texas Tech and Tulsa in the West region. I think this is the game of the day on Sunday, the 6 and the 3. Who do you like there? The Bulls mean business, bro. 32 wins.
I love this game. I wish that Buffalo was playing somebody else, but I just like this Texas Tech team to go to the Final Four, so I'm going to pick them to beat Buffalo on Sunday.
So you like both teams a lot, and you're sad to see Buffalo
I wish that
go.
Buffalo was playing somebody else. I really do.
Mafia, Texas Tech or Buffalo here?
I'm going to Texas Tech. I think they're a better team. Buffalo definitely surprised me with the way they performed today. Not just getting the win, but the way they just embarrassed Arizona State. I thought Arizona State, you know, they weren't a great team, but I thought they could hang in there with the smaller Buffalo team, especially since – your boy Hurley should know that team from his days coaching there and know the style that they play.
It's been a while,
but he's still his, you know, the guy he mentored is the guy that's there doing it, so he should know him well enough, but they ran them out of the gym. They killed him. But still, Texas Tech is big, mean, and tough. I think they're going to win that game.
I think Buffalo has a great chance to win this game. They can play with Texas Tech. They can play with anybody. Let's just establish that right now, that Buffalo is as good as anybody in this tournament right about now. They are legit. and they can flat out score inside and out, and they play a serious defense. They are all over the court. This is a really good team. I think they can knock off Texas Tech. I'm leaning Texas Tech barely over Buffalo, and I really feel Buffalo can win the game. So I'm going to take them with the spread at the very least.
I wouldn't be shocked if Buffalo won.
Liberty and Virginia Tech now set up for San Jose in the East region at 7:10 Eastern, roughly. Liberty also a serious player here. Can they hang with Buzz Williams, Va Tech team, who's playing really good ball all of a sudden?
Yeah, I think that they can. I like Liberty in this game.
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, wait. What? You're taking what?
Yeah, I like Liberty.
So you're going Liberty over Va Tech?
I am.
Woo! Mafia, are you willing to throw the onions out on the table like Carver High?
I am not. I think Liberty's a good team. They're tough. They've been in the tournament many times before. We saw how well they played today. They're going to hang with Va Tech, but I think Va Tech's going to squeak it out. I think it might be like a 3 or 4 point game.
So I feel I'm with you. I think that at the end of the day, I just think Va Tech will get it done. Again, the schedule, the teams they play, the battles they've been in, the Duke game they won. If they can beat Duke, even in Blacksburg, they can beat Liberty. But I think Liberty will give them a game. Believe me, you. I think they're going to be in it. This one's going down to the wire. Oklahoma and Virginia. Here's one. I'm not buying Oklahoma. I think Virginia handles the 11 and beats the Sooners. Carver High. The game is in Columbia, South Carolina, in the South region. Jim Nance will be bored calling this one because he only likes doing Duke games.
Yeah, I think Virginia will win. I wish they were playing somebody better. I know that Oklahoma looked great
today. It was an easy path.
They hammered Ole Miss today. Great job by them. I don't think they're a great team, Oklahoma. This is a nice game for Virginia to get here.
All right, Mafia, Oklahoma, Virginia.
Virginia's going to win that game. I know I'm down on them, and this might be the last game to me that they win in this tournament. But Oklahoma is a team that I was down on and really proved me wrong against Ole Miss. I didn't think they deserved to be in the tournament, but they showed that they were a badass team today, the way they just dominated that game from start to finish. I think it's going to be different against Virginia. That defense that they have, Hunter is just such a badass, the way he performed that second half for them. I know they got off to a slow start against a 16 once again. I don't think they're going to make that same mistake in that game. I think they're going to be ready from the get-go.
Houston and Ohio State and Tulsa in the Midwest region. I like the Cougars here to handle Ohio State and cover.
I like Houston, cover the whole deal.
Mafia.
I like Houston to do both. I think they're one of the better teams in the tournament. People underrate them because of the Conference USA, but I think they're a badass team. I think they're going to go far. And Ohio State had a nice win today. But they had to struggle. They can't do that against Houston. They have to be able to run the ball, and they can't do that. They can't do the transition game like Houston's
going
to
do. Yeah, they're going from the outhouse to the penthouse and playing their first game to this game. Two different teams entirely. Houston's a whole different mess to have to deal with. And finally, I think a great game, the last game, 9:10 East in San Jose. All those Anteater fans will be rowdy at the Shark Tank, trying to nibble their way out of the tank and get a W against the Ducks, who are on fire.
Ducks are on fire. This is a similar thing for me like the Buffalo-Texas Tech game. I wish that the Anteaters were playing somebody else and I could get behind them and root for them, but I just think that Oregon is the better team. I liked them to go far, including beating Virginia in the next game, so I'm sticking with the Ducks.
If you're on hold, I'll take your calls next. Plus, we'll break down Saturday's games and who everyone likes. Carver High Mafia and your picks, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
JaVale McGee, what a big game tonight. Carver High, 33 and 20 boards. In honor of that performance, the Lakers were eliminated from the playoffs with another loss.
What a shame.
Love how they always brag about some big game the Lakers having, and then they never win. They're always talking about some guy having a big game, telling me how great Ingram and Kuzma are and McGee and, I mean, what's next, Josh Hart? I mean, they just never stop with their greatness, and they can't even make the NBA playoffs. I mean, who doesn't make the NBA playoffs, honestly? How bad are you, right? Like, if you don't make it, no one wants to admit that, do they? You really suck if you can't make it. I mean, honestly. And aren't they the most loaded talent-wise team? Aren't they just all the young stars they have? Just superstars in the making. It's all Magic will sell you anything. The Kool-Aid, everybody's drinking it out in SoCal. Congratulations on a great season of failure. Big LeBron and his move to L.A. That was to make TV and movies. TV shows and movies. That's what he's doing out there. He ain't there to play basketball, believe me. They're lying through their teeth when they tell you that he is. Whatever. Blame me. Go ahead. So I got all of Saturday's games, too, to talk about. Trotsky in Atlanta.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Trotsky.
Hey, quick opinion. I just want to get your opinion on this. Hey, with D. Brun, do you think Ja has a chance to overtake Zion as the best prospect in the draft?
Absolutely no chance at all to be the top player selected. If that happened, honestly, I think can you imagine, let's say hypothetically, the Knicks were number one and they took Ja Morant over Zion Williamson. I think that even James Dolan would fire everyone A to Z that had anything to do with that decision. I mean, I'm sorry. The kid's a great player, and he's not in the same league as this other guy. Zion Williamson, that's it. That's all that matters. I mean, I've never seen anything like it either, where one guy legitimately is the only thing that matters. I mean, am I wrong? There isn't one other guy that even matters at all. Not R.J. Barrett and Reddish and all the rest. They keep talking about all these people. None of them matter because the only thing they're going to be talking about in the NBA for the next 10 years on ESPN is Zion Williamson. That's it. It's going to be LeBron James all over again and Michael Jordan all over again, right? It's automatic. They now, and I'm going to bring this up. So they had a camera on him tonight, right? Full-time Carver High? Full-time camera.
Correct. Dedicated camera on him.
And then did you see the reaction to it? All these former players now.
A lot of reaction.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's reacting to it in, you know, whatever. Players are chiming in on what they think of it. And you know what most of them are saying about it? Is that it's exploitation of him and that he should be getting paid. Do you see that? That they think that, you know, that he's getting a camera on him the whole game. They should pay him for that, his likeness and everything else. What do you think of that?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but, you know, I can understand their points. But I don't think I'd go that far that he should be getting, because they have a camera on him the entire game.
Well, that's what all these former players are saying, like they're exploiting him.
Yeah, I'm not willing to go there.
No. Do you think they're exploiting him, Mafia, by showing Zion TV 24/7 every game he plays, every shot he takes? Like I said, I've never seen a guy ever in my life where they show him all of his misses. They replay his misses, too.
I mean, yeah, they're exploiting him, but they're exploiting him just like they do everybody else. More so him than some of these other guys, but is it any different than when we showed Tua Tagovailoa 20 times at Alabama? Like, every game, like, it's all they're focusing on there. You know, they always find their guys that they focus on that are the best in that sport, and they just constantly give you them over and over again. It's not fair. They're making a lot of money off of them, but that's the system at this point.
Well, there you go. Just so you know, my computers are all freaking out in here. Are they in yours? I mean, everything's just absolutely shut down now. I have absolutely nothing working. There you go. GW in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, what's up, buddy? It's my first time calling down here in Birmingham, man. Hey, can I get an ice cold beer?
Can we get him a beverage of choice? I got him.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Listen, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to know, my Auburn Tigers are playing the Blue Blood Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow. Late tip, man, real late tip. Do we have a chance? What do you think about that? Does anybody care? I just want to know your thoughts, man.
I mean, obviously they have a chance. I don't think Kansas is as good as everyone thinks they are because of their name. They see Kansas and they're like, oh, my God, we have no chance. This team was not that good this year, to be honest with you. They were fair to Midland. I thought that, you know, they were better than most teams in the country. I would, you know, surmise, but in their own conference, they didn't win it for the first time in 15 years. Texas Tech and K-State played better, and that's all there is to it. Although I do believe that Kansas is a better basketball team than Auburn. So I think Kansas can beat them.
I like Auburn in the game. I think it's the best game of the day. I think it's the most intriguing game of the day tomorrow. I really do. I love that matchup. It's the last one of the day. I'm going to be into it tomorrow night.
So that's your game of the day tomorrow?
I think so. I think it has the chance to be the best game of the day.
Really? Because I think Wofford, Kentucky, Murray State, Florida State are delicious. I actually think that Villanova-Purdue game is going to be fantastic. I am very leery of taking Nova in that game. For some reason, I know that you always tell me how Purdue's so awful and everything, but they are a good team. They're a big team. I think they're going to give Nova some problems in the paint and on the glass with their size and their physicality. I think Villanova's capable of playing anyone. They can beat anybody, and they have played really well over the last month to win the Big East and everything else, right, and the conference tournament. So I think that Villanova, based on they've won two of the last three national championships. They know what they're doing. And I got to tell you, I got to give Jay Wright the edge over Painter in this game. And but it's very, very close. I was tempted to take Purdue to win this game, but I did end up taking Nova. But I won't deny, I think Auburn and Kansas will be a great game. That's the last game of the night. I think it's going to be a really close game. Auburn's favored by two. I took Kansas in the points. So, Mavia, who do you like in that one, Auburn or Kansas?
I like Auburn. I don't think that Kansas is the same team that we usually see from them. They look good in the first game. I know Auburn kind of slugged there to the end and got lucky that New Mexico State didn't steal that from them, the way they're just trying to hand it off to them every which way.
So if they play that kind of game against Kansas, you think they'll get away with it?
No, they won't. But I don't think they're going to play that kind of game against Kansas. I think against Kansas, they're not going to take them lightly like they get against New Mexico State when they built up that lead. And Villanova-Purdue, I like Villanova. Purdue always chokes when it matters most. Villanova's been there year after year. They're seasoned. They've won the tournament two of the last 3 years. It's not the same team, but they still have some of those guys that have those rings. They're going to get it done.
It all sounds so easy. Purdue will win by 10. Everything seems so automatic. I'm with you. It seems automatic, but I doubt it is. I can guarantee you that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so somebody NBA tonight in overtime. The Magic got by the Grizzlies 123-119. Ross had 31 for the Magic. Nuggets win at the Garden 111-93. Then again, who doesn't? Jokic had 21 and 17 boards. The Raptors lose to the Thunder in Toronto, if you can believe it. So they split the home and home. 116-109. Paul George had 28. Kawhi had 37, but lost. Clippers beat the Cavs 110-108. That one was at the Q. Gallinari had 27. Love had 22 in the loss. Spurs lose to the Rockets 111-105. Harden had 61 points tonight. 61 and 7 rebounds, one dime. How about that guy? 61 points and one assist. Just not feeling your teammates there, huh? When he was throwing it, I mean, throwing it up at the rim, but not throwing it to anybody else. 61 and one assist. That's like a Kobe game. Here we go. The Heat got blown out in Milwaukee, 116-87. Greek Freak, 27. And then the Nets, 111-106 over the Lakers. Lakers eliminated. McGee had 33. Didn't matter. Joe Harris had 26. And then their favorite person in L.A., D'Lo, the former Laker, D'Lo ends up having in this game four. What did he have? 21 points, 4 3-pointers, 8 of 20 from the floor, 13 dimes. How about that? I like this guy's game. 21, 2, and 13. 13 dimes. A little different than Harden with his 61 and one assist. How do you have 61 and have one dime? I mean, honestly, is that even possible? Someone explain that to me. This day, 35 years ago, Michael Jordan played his last college game as North Carolina lost to Indiana in the Sweet 16. I'll never forget the game. Steve Alford had a big game, and then Dan Dockich held Michael Jordan down. It was like They've run with that story ever since, that Dokić is the only guy to ever shut him down in a game. He literally did nothing in that game against Indiana in the Sweet 16. The Hoosiers finish off Michael Jordan 35 years ago. There you go. Shows you how old I am. Now, before we get out of here tonight, Carver High, the power rankings for the NBA, always important that we see who the best team in the league is. They're still saying, it would appear to me, without any provocation, the Bucks are still the best team in the NBA. I don't know if I'm buying that. I'm still not buying it. The Warriors are number two. I would say the Warriors are still the best team in the NBA. Rockets are number three with their scoring machine who doesn't, I mean, he does pass sometimes. Apparently not tonight. Toronto, number four. Denver, number five. Isn't that who Shep thinks is going to beat the Warriors in the Western Conference Final?
He thinks everybody's going to beat them.
Everyone. Celtics, six. Philly, seven. San Antonio is checking in at eight. Clippers, nine. Now you're getting desperate. Oak City at 10. And Jazz, 11. There's your top teams in the league, according to those that know. People on the inside, insiders, geniuses. So tomorrow, Carver High, Maryland and LSU in the first game in Jacksonville in the East region. Who do you like in that one?
I like LSU. I think that they're the better team.
And laying two?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mafia, LSU or Maryland?
I think LSU's going to handle his business there. I know Maryland looked nice in the last game, which most people didn't expect him to do, but I think LSU's just much better athletically.
Are you willing to go with Wofford in an upset over Kentucky at 2:40 Eastern in Jacksonville?
I am not willing to go with Wofford.
Not willing.
No, I'm going to go with Kentucky and to cover.
And to lay the five.
Yes.
I'm not willing to do it either. I know that's going to sound like sour grapes. They just beat my Pirates the other night, but that outside shooting's great. But the athleticism of Kentucky, they're going to be smarter. They're going to get out there. They're going to make sure they get chase them off the three-point line, make them work for the points. And I think they're going to be just too fast for them.
Yeah, I like LSU to win that game and lay the two. I like Kentucky to win, but I like Wofford to cover the number. Florida and Michigan in Des Moines, Iowa, in the West region, second rounder. Gators getting 6.5 from the Wolverines.
I like the Wolverines to win, but I think the line's a little bit high. I'm going to take the Gators getting the 6.5.
You like to middle that one. I do,
yeah.
Too.
I'm with you both on that one. I think the Gators have been a tough team. We saw them fight LSU in the SEC Conference Tournament. We've seen them look good in this tournament so far. Michigan's a good team. Beeline knows what he's doing there. He's always there in the later stages of this tournament.
Like in the championship game?
Yeah, they're a good defensive team, so they're going to make it a slower game, and I think that'll let Florida hang in there and cover.
Murray State and Florida State in Hartford in the West region. There you go. 6:10 Eastern, the 4 and the 12.
I'm torn on this one. I think that Florida State's going to win the game, but I would not be shocked at all to see Murray State do it. I'll probably just take Murray State getting the 4.5 because I think it'll be a close one.
Mafia.
I think Murray State's going to pull the upset here.
Whoa.
I like what Moran can do. Trying to scout him on a short turnaround isn't easy to do at all. I think the attention that he's going to get from that triple-double is going to make things open up for the other players on his team. He's going to be throwing assists like he did in that first game. I think they're going to take down Florida State.
I like Florida State to win this game, but Murray State to cover the spread. Baylor and Gonzaga in Salt Lake, 7:10 roughly Eastern in the West region. I'm on the Zags here to win and cover. The number's gone from
It's up to 14.
I think I got it at 11. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's shooting up now. It's at 14. I like the Zags to win this game and probably cover the 14 as well. I will not play that number. I just don't like the feel of it.
The big double.
Yeah, I'd probably stay away from playing that
double
game,
digit.
I do think Gonzaga will win.
Mafia, Gonzaga cover the big number, 14.
No, I don't think they're going to cover. I think Gonzaga will win, but I think Baylor's experienced enough and been there enough times to be able to hang in there and probably lose by 10.
Minnesota and Michigan State in Des Moines in the East region. Spartans the 2, Minnesota the 10. Michigan State's laying 10 in this game.
I think Michigan State's going to win. I like Minnesota with the 10.
Michigan State's definitely going to win. They know Minnesota. They know what to do against them. They've kicked their ass before this year. I know Minnesota looked good against that Louisville team. That's a different beast against Michigan State. They're not hitting 9 threes. They never hit threes. All of a sudden, just start jacking up from outside. That's not happening against Izzo.
So, Nova and Purdue, you guys have both given me this one already. Is that correct? You took Nova Mafia?
Correct.
And you took Nova?
Nova straight up.
And then Purdue's actually laying 3.5 as the favorite. So you're both taking Nova as a dog and the 3.5.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm just going to play him on the money line.
All right. Auburn and Kansas, it appeared you both took Auburn. Is that right?
I did, yes.
Auburn.
Auburn.
All in.
And then they're laying two. So there you go. So that's every game tomorrow. And then just to refresh your memory, Sunday, Iowa and Tennessee, then Washington, North Carolina, then UCF and Duke, Buffalo and Texas Tech, Liberty and Virginia Tech, Oklahoma against Virginia, and then late, it's Ohio State and Houston and Tulsa. And the last game of the night will be Irvine and Oregon in San Jose around 9:40 Eastern on Sunday night. That's crazy late for Sunday night, isn't it, that they're starting a game Sunday night at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, they've done that the past couple of years now. People don't like it, but
it is what it is. So just so you know, there are other games this weekend. Saturday, at the very least, Indiana and Arkansas in the NIT Lipscomb in Greensboro. Sunday, there's four games, Wichita and Clemson, Xavier and Texas, Harvard, NC State, and Nebraska, TCU. There are other games, CBI games, neither on the weekend. CIT, there's actually games, Florida International and Texas State, Saturday at 7 Eastern. That game is happening, Texas State favored by 7.5. So that's the college scene. Now, Mafia, you didn't tell me about the UFC fight night. You've got a Wonder Boy, right, against
Showtime Pettis.
Showtime Pettis. So Thompson Pettis, what's happening there in Smashville?
I think Wonder Boy's going to win this one. I know he's had a little bit of a rough go with Till and Woodley coming off those two losses. Pettis isn't what he used to be. He's kind of rebounded from being left for dead for a while and moved up in weight. But the problem for him is that Wonder Boy is going to be longer, he's taller, and he has that extra reach advantage with the way that he fights, the style, the karate style that kind of keeps him back further. I think Pettis is going to come after him and get countered to death and in the third round get TKO'd.
So going back to the college basketball, there's been quite a reaction to the Tom Izzo yelling at the player on his team.
There has been quite a reaction.
People are very angry that the coach is screaming and yelling and pointing fingers at one of his own players.
I think people need to calm down.
People need to stay out of it.
That's what people really should
do. But people are trying to change the world and change the way their little snot-nosed kids are coached. They don't want anyone to yell at their children.
I guess when the kid makes a mistake on the floor, you should just give him a cupcake and have him sit down.
Or what about the parents that paid $500,000 to get their kid into college? Are they allowed to yell at those kids, too? Or just the rich are allowed to get away with whatever they want, and everybody else gets yelled at and by the screaming white coach? Is that what it is? Is it a racial thing now? I can't keep up with all this hatred and venom. Screaming, yelling, cussing. What's next? How about no coaches? You're not allowed to have a coach at all anymore because the kids aren't supposed to be yelled at. No yelling at the kids. Let's just have a nice, friendly conversation with them while we're coaching them. Come here, Johnny. I need you to run laps. Please do it for your coach. Please, I'm begging you. Can you just run some lines for me? Can you imagine this stuff? I mean, it is absolutely hilarious. And then how about the Irvine team? Now, everyone's talking about UC Irvine because there's no one else left standing in California. All the teams are out of it except the Anteaters. No USC, no UCLA, no nothing. Where's all the heavies, the originals, the Arizonas? Arizona State's gone. All these heavyweights.
Listen, they got a good shot on Sunday night. They have a good shot. I like Oregon, but I wouldn't be, the Anteaters can take care of it on Sunday. I really believe they can.
So this is the last weekend of spring training, like games in Arizona
season
and Florida?
Season starts Thursday.
So Thursday it all happens.
I believe so, yes.
So there's games all weekend long and everything else. So did they option Clint Frazier back to the minors again? That guy probably wants to jump off a bridge playing for the Yankees. At this point, he probably wants to get traded.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Because he never plays here.
Well, last year was tough because of the concussions. He missed a lot of time last year. It wasn't really his fault last year. This year, he ran into some bad luck, they say, during spring training. He hit some balls that got caught everywhere, and they want to see him play every day before they bring him up. So he's got to go back to Scranton.
So was there any reaction? And what about Hicks? Isn't he taking all kinds of cortisone shots? Is he okay to play or not?
Hicks is going to be on the DL to start the season.
So they're not going to have this Frazier kid up for any of that?
Doesn't look like it.
There you go. So it looks like this is the lineup they went with: Gardner, Judge, Stanton, Volt, Sanchez, LeMahieu, Tulo, or Shayla. I don't even know who that is. Holder and those are the position players hitting. Anyway, there you go. They gave Sale all that money. People seem very upset about it in Boston. Too much money. That's funny. Looks like Julio Jones is about to get a fat new deal down in Hot Town.
Can he just get one?
It's very important that Thomas Dimitroff and Arthur Blank get the checkbook out and give the guy what he wants. Emmanuel Sanders said when he left the Steelers, Kevin Colbert said he's no Antonio Brown. What a revelation that Emmanuel Sanders still mad at the Steelers all these years later. What player in the NFL isn't mad at the Steelers at this point? Cam Newton says he's not having sex for a month. This is news now. I don't even think it's fake news. And C.J. Anderson feels disrespected by the Rams since he was such a vital part of the team for 3 weeks.
He should. They absolutely should have resigned.
All right, have a good trip to Philly with the ILC podcast crew. I'll see you freaks Monday night at 10. Don't forget to listen to episode 179, 180 of Pharrell and the Bets this weekend. For Carver, I am Mafia. I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.